This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner on Friday offered to deploy the EU's border agency to Senegal to help combat migrant smuggling following a surge in perilous crossings to Spain's Canary Islands. At a news conference in the Senegalese capital's Dakar, she said the arrangement would mark the first time that the EU border agency Frontex would operate outside of Europe. The announcement comes amid sharp jump in attempts to reach the Canary Islands, a gateway to the EU, as authorities have clamped down on crossings to Europe from Libya. But the conditions in the open Atlantic are often dangerous, and about 1,200 people died or went missing attempting the crossing in 2021, according to the UN's International Organization for Migration, while a Spanish NGO last month put the figure at over 4,400 people. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to issue an executive order on Friday to move $7 billion of the Afghan central bank's assets frozen in the U.S. banking system to fund humanitarian relief in Afghanistan and compensate victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks, according to an official familiar with the decision. The order will require U.S. financial institutions to facilitate access to $3.5 billion of assets for Afghan relief and basic needs. The other $3.5 billion would remain in the United States and be used to fund ongoing litigation by U.S. victims of terrorism, the official said. The official spoke on a condition of anonymity because the decision has not been formally announced. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday Russia is again massing more troops near Ukraine and an invasion could come at any time, perhaps before the end of this month's Winter Olympics. The warning comes as commercial satellite images published by a private U.S. company shows new Russian military deployments at several locations near Ukraine. Russia has already massed more than 100,000 troops near the former Soviet state, and this week it launched joint military exercises in neighboring Belarus and naval drills in the Black Sea. Moscow denies plans to invade Ukraine, but says it could take unspecified military action unless a series of demands are met, including promises from NATO never to admit Ukraine and to withdraw forces from Eastern Europe. Several Western countries launched diplomatic pushes this week to persuade Russia to back down, but Moscow brushed them off, yielding no concessions to French President Emmanuel Macron, who visited on Monday, and openly mocking British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss during a visit on Thursday. As protests against Canada's pandemic measures enter their third week on Friday, police say they are dealing with sophisticated demonstrators blocking vital U.S.-Canada border crossings and dealing a blow to the economy. The Freedom Convoy by Canadian truckers opposing a vaccinate or quarantine mandate for cross-border drivers mirrored by the U.S. government began with the occupation of the Canadian capital, Ottawa. The truckers then blocked the Key Ambassador Bridge earlier this week and shut down two other small border crossings. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he was working with municipal leaders to end the blockade. France will deploy thousands of police in and around Paris on Friday and over the weekend and set up checkpoints at toll stations on major roads leading into the capital to keep their Freedom Convoy motorists out, the city's police force said. Despite an order to not enter Paris, motorists protesting against COVID-19 restrictions are converging on the French capitals from multiple cities across France, inspired by the horn-blaring demonstrations taking place in Canada. The French Freedom Convoy protests, however, show signs of uniting groups against President Emmanuel Macron 2 months out from April's presidential election, with remnants of the 2018-2019 anti-government yellow vest movement and some far-right politicians rallying behind the motorists. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.